German soccer fans are legendary in their passion, filling stadiums at a rate seldom matched anywhere in the world. But if they're already on top, where can soccer fans go next to prove their loyalty to their clubs? As Matt Herman reports for fans in Hamburg, the answer could be the afterlife.
The Hauptfriedhof in Altona, a giant cemetery nearly a square kilometer in size, is an oasis of calm surrounded by the busy city of Hamburg. But Sunday, it was host to a media frenzy. Journalists from major magazines, camera crews from most of Germany's public and private television broadcasters, and about 20 photojournalists were there to capture representatives from the cemetery's planning board, the area stonemasons union, and the local soccer club, Hamburger Sportverein, or HSV, turning earth into a hole. That may not sound promising, but the plot of land that surrounds this hole, in which they'd placed a box filled with HSV memorabilia, will soon become the world's first cemetery officially sponsored by a soccer club. It lies right across the street from the club's stadium, and is designed to let up to 400 fans be close to their team, even in death. If you think that's an idea that won't appeal to that many, HSV representative Christian Reichert says, think again. There are fans who say this is not for me, he says. But then again, there are fans who say going to away games is not for them, and they're nevertheless Hamburg fans. We heard from the cemetery management that there was a demand, and we think that among our 50,000 or so members, enough will think that it's a good thing. He appears to be right. The specifics of price have yet to be worked out. But after only a few weeks since the plan was made public, there are already 15 fans who have reserved themselves plots. The club also says there are certain aging former players and club directors who are also interested, but wouldn't name names. One younger person who says he's pretty sure he wants to be buried there is Carsten Kache. He's a well-known Hamburg superfan who came to the cemetery groundbreaking with the club logo freshly shaved and dyed into his hair, and dressed in a replica jersey with his fan club nickname, Raver112, printed on the back. He hasn't reserved a plot at the cemetery yet, but is already envisioning his burial there. There'll be a choir with three people on the left side in white HSV home jerseys, he says, and three on the right with blue HSV away jerseys. And the pastor will wear a black HSV third jersey. Churches probably wouldn't do that, but here, I'm sure it's possible. Raver112's idea might sound gaudy, but the cemetery itself doesn't look like it will be. As it's planned, it may well even be elegant. People visiting the graveyard will symbolically pass through to the afterlife, where their loved ones are, through a stone gate. And reflecting the fact that in German, the word for gate and goal are the same, this gate will be built to the dimensions of a soccer goal and be engraved with names of honored club members. Across the way, acting as a sort of corner flag, is an attractive stone post, unobtrusively inlaid with Hamburg's distinctive black, blue, and white diamond logo. The man behind that piece of work is Bert Beppler, a stonemason who says he's not much of a soccer fan. Well, wasn't much of a soccer fan until he began work on the project last year.
As we know, last year was not a good year for the HSV, and it was the first time in my life where I was sitting in front of a TV and watching and hoping that HSV wins.
Who knows? Maybe one day he'll end up here, hoping Hamburg wins for all eternity. Matt Herman, Deutsche Welle Radio, Hamburg.